Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the cloud-based business management software that gives you the visibility and control you need to grow. NetSuite is offering their free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/smart. Giant surveillance balloons are lurking at the edge of space, by Daniel Oberhaus. It's a brisk December morning at Spaceport Tucson, America's premier, only dedicated launch pad for stratospheric balloons, and a small army of technicians in reflective vests is milling around on the concrete and thawing out after a long, cold night. Nearby, a white metal tripod the size of a smart car is tethered to 2 dozen solar panels and hundreds of feet of clear plastic that stretches across the pad. This alien-looking contraption is referred to as a stratolite, a portmanteau of stratospheric satellite, operated by a company called Worldview Enterprises. It's a finely honed surveillance device outfitted with a suite of sensors and a camera sensitive enough to detect people standing on the ground from the edge of space. The stratolite travels by virtue of 2 balloons, one filled with helium to provide lift, and the other with pressurized air, which functions as a steering system. By the time the contraption reaches peak altitude, about 14 miles above sea level, the helium balloon will have grown large enough to comfortably encompass a football field. But in its deflated state, the expanse of plastic brings to mind the sloughed-off skin of the rattlesnakes that call the surrounding Arizona desert home. Most of the crew has been on site at Spaceport Tucson since 2 a.m., preparing for Worldview's 12th and final launch of the year. Things are looking good. The sun and waning gibbous moon compete for attention in a nearly cloudless sky, and an aerostat tethered close to the pad registers almost no wind. You could hardly ask for better conditions to launch the 1,000-pound stratolite on a month-and-a-half sojourn at the edge of space. Mission Control gives the green light to start inflation, a process that takes just a few minutes but uses enough helium to fill more than 1 million party balloons. At Worldview headquarters just across from the launch pad, Mission Control gives the all clear. A technician jogs across the pad, pulls the pin anchoring the stratolite, and sidesteps the craft as it gracefully begins its journey to the edge of space. Once the stratolite rises to its peak altitude, it rides the winds for weeks on end, tracing spaghetti-like patterns over the American Southwest. A condenser in the stratolite sucks in the sparse air in the upper atmosphere and pumps it into the second, superpressure balloon attached beneath the helium balloon. The pressurized air is denser than the helium, so the superpressure balloon acts as a weight. To lower the stratolite's altitude, you increase the pressure, and vice versa to climb higher. Because the stratolite is at the mercy of the wind, the ability to change altitude at will is critical for navigation. Winds move in different directions and at different speeds, depending on the altitude, so stratolite's minders can steer it by drifting up or down. On any given day, the altitude of the stratolite might change by as much as 25,000 feet, depending on the wind patterns. Founded in 2012 by Tabor McCollum and Jane Poitner of Biosphere 2 fame, Worldview was originally conceived as a platform for human journeys to the upper stratosphere. Given that only a handful of people have piloted stratospheric balloons and lived to tell the tale, it was an ambitious goal, but the company had the technical chops to back it up. In 2014, McCollum and Poitner worked together on a mission to send Google executive Alan Eustace on a record-breaking space-driving journey to 136,000 feet, suspended beneath a stratospheric balloon. But it wasn't at all clear there was enough demand for ferrying humans to the upper stratosphere, so in February, Worldview tapped Ryan Hartman, the former president and CEO of the drone company Insitu, to retool the company as a data services platform. The idea is to use long-lasting stratospheric balloons to collect high-resolution images of Earth and sell this data to the government and private companies. Given his background in drones, Hartman is intimately familiar with the concept of Earth surveillance as a service. He says Worldview aims to fill a niche that can't be met by more conventional technologies like drones and satellites, which involve compromises in the quality of images, the area these images cover, and the frequency with which images are collected. Stratospheric balloons promise cheap access to incredibly high-resolution images that can be collected anywhere on Earth. Using off-the-shelf imaging hardware, Worldview can take photos with 15-centimeter resolution from 75,000 feet, and its custom-made cameras will soon be capable of 5 centimeters. According to Hartman, Worldview's system is sensitive enough to tell whether a person on the ground is holding a shovel or a gun. Unsurprisingly, perhaps, Worldview has attracted the interest of the U.S. Department of Defense, which Hartman says will be one of the company's first customers when it starts selling its data next year. He says the company has also received a lot of attention from the energy sector, which is interested in using the image data to monitor its oil and gas wells, transmission lines, and other critical assets. Hartman is aware that not everyone will like the idea of a balloon-borne eye in the sky, but he is adamant that Worldview systems will be used responsibly. This is not going to be a solution that is used for Big Brother-type applications, he says. The fastest way for us to become an overregulated environment is to be irresponsible with the use of the technology. For example, he says the company isn't going to let clients just park a balloon over a city, open up the shutter, and have fun, even though he says there'd be a lot of people interested in this type of dragnet surveillance. Instead, Hartman says he'd prefer to hear from customers who are interested in atmospheric research or climate science, which he sees as one of the Stratellite's most promising applications. Worldview collects reams of atmospheric data each flight, which the company is using to build what Hartman claims will be the most accurate model of atmospheric winds in existence. In the future, Hartman envisions a global constellation of stratellites that communicate with each other to form a stratospheric mesh network providing real-time coverage of most of the Earth's surface. The company is also working on other data-gathering devices like synthetic aperture radar, which can create 3D images of objects on the surface. The idea of a constellation of stratospheric balloons isn't new. The U.S. military floated the idea back in the 90s, but technology has finally matured to the point that they're actually possible. Worldview's December launch marks the first time the company has had more than one balloon in the air at a time, if only for a few days. By the time you're reading this, its other Stratellite will have returned to the surface under a steerable parachute after nearly 7 weeks in the atmosphere. Worldview isn't the only company looking to mine data at the edge of space. In 2016, Rima Matavosyan, an applied mathematician, co-founded Near Space Labs, which also collects high-resolution imagery from the upper atmosphere. The company has recently started testing its six-legged observation platforms, known as SWIFTs, on high-altitude flights over Austin and Philadelphia. The SWIFTs are smaller and lighter than Worldview Stratellites and so far have only spent a few days at altitude, a limitation imposed by their batteries. Each SWIFT is outfitted with a steerable imaging device capable of 30-centimeter resolution, but Matavosyan says the company's next-generation cameras will take images with 10-centimeter resolution. We're building a high-frequency, high-resolution data set that has never existed before, Matavosyan says, alluding to the company's new API that allows anyone to access its imagery data. This is an entirely new approach to remote sensing. Both Worldview and Near Space Labs are banking on the world's insatiable appetite for data to keep their companies aloft. But given their new spin on high-altitude surveillance, neither can be sure just how big the market is or what their balloon platforms might be used for next.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.